Martin Luther King's March 14, 1964 speech emphasized education for all citizens as being a key component in achieving equal rights. UAS Chancellor John Pugh said when he thinks of King, he makes an instant connection to education. He reads from the speech.
It is precisely because education is the road to equality and citizenship that it has been made more elusive for Negroes than many other rights. The walling off of Negroes from equal education is part of the historical design to submerge him in second-class status.
15-year-old Nathal Sims, a black high school student taking college courses, is the same age as King when he graduated from high school. She said without the inspiration of King, she would not be where she is today. Being a college student and a person of color, Sims said she is now living out the aspirations that King spoke about so many years ago.
Because he stood up and fought for the rights of people of color, and not be judged by the color of my skin, but by the content of my character.
All right.
UAS Dean of Students Dr. Jesse Grant said he was first exposed to King's speeches by his second grade teacher, and ever since he's been trying to figure out just what to take from it.
Now, some 35 years later, I get it. He wanted us to strive higher. That's exactly what he wanted us to do. He wanted us to involve ourselves in our communities.
From UAS, I'm Danny Peterson.